everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. Ah, gosh, I'm so glad to be here today. If you're watching this and I'm still alive, that means I probably completed the 100-mile bicycle ride from Irvine, California, down to San Diego. Boy, am I glad that's over with. Hey, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now, because right below this video, there is text, information, and graphics that just really support this video and makes it a lot more valuable to you. I've got a very special podcast today. This is going to be so fun. This is going to be the funnest one I think we've ever done, because I'm going to surprise Meredith with a whole bunch of questions, and she doesn't know what's coming or nothing, and I'm just going to make them up as I go along, except for these 15 or so I have set aside that she has not seen. Let me tell you about Meredith. You know what? She is a professional, and she's got courage. People ask me sometimes, you know, what's the difference between people who make it in this profession and those that don't? And you know what? One very important thing is training. Another important thing is commitment. But one of the most important things that people don't talk about nearly enough, and that's courage. You know what? To be a little bit nervous about something, or maybe downright scared, and still doing it anyway. And that's the kind of lady Meredith is, a true one percenter. If I had someone in the Los Angeles area that I loved and cared about that was thinking about taking some hypnosis services or hypnotherapy, I definitely feel great about recommending Meredith Locker. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Cal. And you know, I'm normally not scared until you decide to make a list of 15 questions you're going to throw at me at the last minute. This is all new. But it's always exciting to work with you, Cal, because you are the ultra brainiac in the profession. I'm not quite sure if you guys know who Cal is. You might have just kind of stumbled over this podcast somewhere on the internet. But hopefully you're watching it on calbanyan.com, because that's where you're going to get the most links and the most information that's affiliated with what we talk about in this podcast. But Cal is the developer of 5PATH. He's the developer of 7PATH Self-Hypnosis. He's written several books. He is really one of the most impressive people in the profession. He is the one who trains the top 1% of the profession, and he's definitely a top 0.01%er himself. If I had friends and family in California, in Southern California, in Tustin, or in those areas around, I would certainly send them to Cal, no doubt about it. What's going on, Cal?
Well, I'm just so excited. I tell you what, I'm just looking around, all this cool stuff I want to do, and before I rip into you, I mean, give you some questions. I'm all of you 1%ers out there, you 5PATHers, I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to put it up on the screen for a few seconds, and I want you to look at this picture. It is a picture from right after I trained about age regression at the NGH convention during the Week of Power. And you guys who've been through training with me, you're going to recognize it. And what I want you to do is, down below in the comments area, write about every little thing you see on this, because there's some obvious stuff and there's some not so obvious stuff. And I want to see who can pick out the most stuff from this picture. Here we go. There it is. Oh, man. There I am up against the whiteboard. And that's where I've been training. And I want you to look. Okay, there's the timeline. I'm starting to draw. And you see all those bumps. You know what those are. And what I'd like you to do is, you see there's the weed. And there's the cross section of the tree. And there's a number up there. And there's actually a couple of numbers up at the top. And just go ahead and write down everything that you can see there. There's, oh gosh, there's all those little numbers and circles there, like there's a 1 with a circle around it, 2 with a circle around it. What the heck is that all about? I think this would be a very interesting conversation and could be a lot of fun. And gosh, you know, so I can take this picture away now. I'll probably just put a copy of it right there in the podcast notes right below. So have some fun with that, and I think that's going to be great. Okay. Hey, Meredith, so thank you that 10 seconds before the podcast, I said, I just want to fire some questions at you, because the last two podcasts I've been blabbing and blabbing and blabbing, and we just haven't seen or heard enough from Meredith. And it's just not fair, because she is such an important asset to the program, and sometimes she just asks questions and sits back there so politely, and I just think that it would be really great if we kind of got some more information out of her. Now, here is an interesting question for you, Meredith. So, a long, long time ago, you graduated from our certification course, and you graduated and you had some ideas about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. But certainly, as you've spent all this time in the profession and you've been seeing clients, how have your ideas changed or switched? I mean, what has changed since you first started with regard to your perceptions about hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and helping clients?
We're just about out of time. No, I'm kidding.
That's a whole episode right there, that one question.
Yep, all done. Signing off. No, so much has changed, actually. And I think the biggest thing is that, and you actually said this to me early on after graduating, you said, you know, really, in that class, you have everything you need. And I didn't really believe it, because I'm one of these people who, you know, I'm like, okay, great, so I've got this information, and now I got to go out and get some more information, and some more information, and some more information. And, you know, I really wanted to make it more complicated than I needed to. You were right. I had everything I needed after taking that certification course that also taught me the five path methods. And, you know, it's distilled and it's packed down, and I needed to unpack it and digest it and really understand it on a deeper level. And I also needed to apply it and learn from my clients and all of that. And that certainly has happened. But ultimately, what I use with every single client is what I learned in that class, and it's the basics, and it's sticking with the same thing. And I think that we tend to overcomplicate things. You know, as you say, this is not brain surgery. You know, we are using tools that are effective, and if we use them consistently and we don't back down when we run into a little bit of trouble, like an overthinking client or a resistant client or maybe even some multiple initial sensitizing events or some complications like that, you know, if we just see it as like, oh, this is fun, very interesting, and no problem, I'll just work through that, we're going to be able to get results. And time after time after time, you know, you find that if you missed something, that you will be able to get it back, of course, pending that you've developed enough rapport that the client keeps coming back. And so that's the biggest thing. Once you graduate, you've got it all, really, you know, milk it for what it is, learn it on a deeper level, and then start applying it, because you're going to really learn the most from the application. And then use your tools, because, gosh, look at all these tools. Look at these podcasts, the Banyan Online Supervision Series. And boy, I'm really enjoying, I don't know if you guys are, but these podcast recordings, the first, I think it's the first 150, but they're recording their audio, and I've just been carrying them, you know, a box at a time in my car and popping those CDs in, and I'm listening to these old, you know, the ones before Cal even had a co-host, and I'm listening to the ones with Celeste and listening to a few of the ones I've done and hearing the information in a whole new way. And so just really using the tools that you have, we've got plenty of information to be able to be the best in the world. It's really not that hard.
So I think that's really a confirmation for people out there that, you know, you really need to buckle down and apply what you've learned. Isn't that true?
It is so true.
And probably the best thing is to not go from one class to the next class, like take a certification course in hypnosis and then take a certification course in NLP and then take a certification course in past life regression and then spirit and so on. Because you've become kind of a person who's not an expert in anything. Is that right?
That's exactly right. You need to really get the basics down well. And I personally believe that the universe is going to send you what you're ready for. And so you don't need to know it all at once. You're going to get, and I look back and I see that this was absolutely the case. I'm getting much more challenging cases now than I ever got when I first started. And I look at all of my first cases and gosh, some of them, I mean, it almost made the work seem too easy because it really was much more textbook, much more simple. And then as I dug into the Banyan Online Supervision CDs and, you know, dug in back, you know, opened up the books again and listened to the actual class again, you know, watched those DVDs and all of that, you know, and I started to get the information on a deeper level, listening to the podcasts, then the more challenging clients started to show up and there really was an unfolding. And once I kind of relaxed into that knowingness, then my confidence level raised. And then, of course, when you're feeling more confidence, not as panicky, you're going to be better at what you do, period.
You know, something that you're saying, I think, really is important and people need to get it. Okay. Now, we're talking about five pathers, but really this applies to wherever you got your training, okay, whatever you're doing. And that is, one, go get training from someone that is reputable, that you know personally from... Let me see. You've researched out personally, and you have confidence in that individual. Then you really study the materials provided in class. Any additional support materials that you can get, like for Meredith, she's talking about the first 150 episodes of this program on audio, the Banyan Online Supervision CDs. It's also the videos are really good. But then, you know what? It's like you cannot learn how to play tennis by watching videos. You cannot learn how to play tennis by reading books. You have to get out on the court. And so I hear Meredith saying, on one hand, you're constantly educating yourself by reading the materials, viewing the videos, listening to the audios that are about what you're trying to master. But on the other hand, you are also applying. And then what happens is it just starts to come together. Isn't that right?
It does. And you'll be there in session and you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. I get that's what they were talking about. And I heard about this, and it'll just kind of flow from you and you'll be able to do what you need to do in that, you know, hiccup or whatever you might, however you might see it in that maybe alternative client situation that you're kind of coming up upon that you hadn't experienced before, and you'll be ready for it. And the truth is, if you're not quite ready for it, you can usually, because we only have so much time in a session, you can usually wrap it up right then with direct suggestion and then start with that next session. That's the beauty of it. We direct where we start and where we end. We direct where we do the work. And so if you realize, oh my gosh, I know I heard about or read about that future reinforcing event age progression thing and I didn't quite get it all the way and this would be a perfect time to do it, but I'm not quite ready for it, wrap up with direct suggestion, go do your research between this session and next, and then you'll be ready. It's not that challenging.
You know, and you're exactly right. For example, at Five Path, you know, the phase one is the preparation, testing, and convincing. Every session is wrapped up with direct suggestion. So, you know, you can just say, okay, I'm getting started, and I need to know that much this week. And then when the client comes back the next week, you've got the second week to really prepare to do that next thing. Now, Meredith, you said that as you started doing what we've been talking about, you started getting it at a deeper level. Can you give us some kind of an overview of some of the most important shifts that happened inside of you as you went, you know, maybe from your first 10 clients to your first 20 and then, you know, 50 and 100 and so on?
Well, of course, you know, the first 10 clients, as somebody who was in the traditional therapy world before getting into doing hypnosis, I made the mistake a lot of people make, and I really took what my clients said too seriously. And so, you know, certainly I got to the point where that aha moment hit me where I went, whoa, okay, they don't know when this started. I'm the one that's going to guide them using, you know, the techniques that I've learned. I'm going to work with them to get them to the place where it started. started, and it's not what they're saying. And so learning to not take what they are saying so seriously was a big aha. And then, you know, learning to deal with some of the issues like multiple emotions coming up and multiple initial sensitizing events and, you know, dealing with some of the kind of curveballs that people will throw at you that you don't really expect, or, you know, really getting how to do informed child technique in a deeper way. Now, informed child technique is something that we do in age regression, and it's the time when we actually shift the perception, and it's very, very important, and there's a finesse to that. And in the beginning, I think that you just are being very mechanical about it, but over time you start to see the same kinds of things that you would say over and over again. But the big aha there was that I don't have to come up with all the insights, that most of the clients are going to be able to do that themselves. And so if I keep putting it back onto them, inside of you are the words that, you know, you need to hear, inside of you are the words that the little one needs to hear, so that she doesn't have to feel afraid anymore, they come up with this beautiful wisdom. And so it's not all on you. And taking a little less responsibility sometimes and giving the client a lot of the responsibility is one of the big things that I learned along the way. I mean, I think as a traditional therapist, I understood letting them do the talking and letting them do the work. But on the other hand, when it came to being a technician now and using hypnosis, it suddenly felt like it was all on me. And that's not necessarily the case, right?
You know, you guys out there watching this, I think you got an idea why I have Meredith on this show, on this program, because, you know, she's really got it. Meredith, as you're talking about this, you know, I just think you're totally right on. You noticed a big shift between being the talk therapist and being the hypnotherapist, right?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us just a little bit more about what changed inside of you? One of the things, as you're saying this, it reminds me of my metaphor that hypnosis is a dance. And when you're first learning to dance, you're all about, you know, making that step right and raising your arm at the right time and stuff like that. And as you master the basics, then you get to be more and more with the partner that you're dancing with. And then it becomes something that's much more beautiful. And that's really kind of what, in my mind, you're describing. That in the beginning, it's very mechanical, but eventually you're much more with the client and you know, working with them and allowing their wisdom to come into the process. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And personally, it rejuvenated me in the field of therapeutic work, because I felt in traditional talk therapy, and there's certainly a time and a place for it, and certainly a lot of people get benefits from it, and clients I worked with did. But I feel like now I can really actually affect and help others affect change for themselves. We're affecting change together. We're doing that dance. And it's really in this deep way, and it's so much faster. I mean, the kind of progress that I maybe made before taking a year, I can make in a session or two now. And my clients tell me that all of the time. You know, wow, I've been in therapy for 5 years, and I feel like in a couple sessions I've made more progress than in all of that time. And so really suddenly now having the tools and then using the part of the mind that can benefit from them is so powerful. And that gives you this level of confidence and of passion that really, I feel like the clients feel that, and that even takes them to a whole additional level of benefit. Do you know what I'm saying, Cal? You know, when you just really feel and believe in your ability to help somebody, as opposed to just kind of being in the space of, it's going to take years to get through this, and the way that you have to do it is learn how to cope, but actually having a tool that you believe can affect permanent positive change in someone's life, it's a whole different attitude that you come into a session with. Isn't that true?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that one of the huge things that happened to me as I just had experience was I just had this belief that my clients were going to have the experience they wanted to come in for, that they were going to have success. And I think that that's telegraphed in subconscious or unconscious ways, that confidence. Now, Meredith, to kind of wrap it up here, because we're 20 minutes already. What closing words of advice would you give someone that's new to the profession, just coming out of class?
Well, definitely get involved in the community. Cal has some Yahoo groups that are really fundamentally educational and beneficial for being able to get your individual questions met. There are so many amazing people out there who have been in the profession for years who are happy to help guide you in the right direction or give you some of the answers you need. Study, absolutely. Whether it's getting into a study group or it's just studying the material on your own, schedule the time. Make it like it's a class, and maybe a couple times a week, once to three times a week, schedule some time, whether it's an hour or more. It doesn't really matter. As long as you put a little bit of time towards studying, you are going to see huge results in your ability to take in the information. And then start applying it on real clients. I know a lot of people are afraid to jump into working with someone they don't know, and so they'll work with friends and family in the beginning to try to get the concepts down. In a lot of ways, those are the worst people to work with because they know you so well and you know them so well, and all kinds of complicating factors get into the mix when you're working with someone that you know well. And often they're not paying for services, and so their commitment to it isn't the same as someone who's paying for service, and so your likelihood of getting successful results is going to be usually lower, and so that's not very confidence building. And so, get prepared, get the business pack from the Banyan, online, Banyan Hypnosis Mall. Get the business pack. That has all the forms and stuff, how to get that going, and you've got all the tools, and you won't really get it until you start applying it. And then know that you've always got time between sessions to get the extra that you need. And so, just get out there, start doing it. What we have in the hypnosis profession blows away every other form of therapy. And so believe in it and use it and see the change occur in the world. It's really awesome.
So that was easy, wasn't it, Meredith?
That was easy, and that was fun. I hope it was good for you guys, too. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is Meredith Locker. My website is yourpathhypnosis.com. We absolutely want your comments, your feedback, questions. I know that there's constantly these new people graduating from classes. We like simple questions. We like complicated questions. We want all of your questions, and we don't get nearly enough of them. So go ahead and email them to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can post them on the ourhypnospace.com Ask Cal group. You can also put them, if you're watching this on calbanyan.com, there's a feedback area at the bottom. You can post them there. All different ways for you to get your questions to me. Please do send in your questions. Meredith Blocker, signing off.
All right. Thank you, Meredith. This is Cal Banyan. Visit our Facebook group. That's our Facebook page, facebook.com/hypnosisetc. Also go to Hypnosis Cetera. Get in our October class and November class, the certification course, because tuitions are going up next year. Now's the time to do it. And go to hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. And we have the free Learn to Hypnotize video. You're going to love it. This is Cal Banyan. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.